Well, thanks for joining us. I have some explaining to do about that opening music. You may have been wondering about that highbrow music. Some of you may have asked, why did he play that? And others asking, why did he quit playing that? It was a somewhat unfamiliar piece called Sarabande, which means dance. And it was written by a very familiar Baroque composer, George Frederick Handel. My wife and I are fans of classical music and, like many others, love the works of Handel. Who can't be moved by the marvelous passion in the royal fireworks or the water suite music, let alone his famous Messiah, which he wrote in 24 days. Amazing. But recently I read something about Handel that totally changed everything. In the 18th century, London's unwanted babies and children were often discarded in the streets to be abandoned to the elements. There was a newly established foundling hospital orphanage to rescue these children who faced malnutrition, disease, and death. I learned that Handel gave generously to this hospital orphanage, and he staged a Messiah performance annually until his death, giving all the proceeds to this much-needed refuge. He donated a pipe organ, an original score of the Messiah, and wrote an anthem for the hospital entitled, Blessed Are They That Considereth the Poor. You see, after knowing more about the heart of the composer, a heart of compassion and love, I will now forever listen to each note of his music in a totally different way. And so it is with our Creator, Savior God. To really see his heart of compassion as he incessantly reaches out to the least of these changes forever how we see him and desire to follow him and call him Lord. When I become aware of his heart that went out of his way to touch lepers, to purposely heal on the Sabbath and travel through forbidden foreign lands to rescue lost souls, including mine and yours, I'm inspired to get closer to him. It's his compassionate heart that draws us to him. When we hear about the heart of the composer, the writer, or the author of all creation, we do listen to his words differently. Words like, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives, I give to you. Or let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? Or come unto me, all you are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He surprises us with his love time and time again. But the best thing that we can know when it comes to following him and listening to him is to know our Lord's amazing, compassionate heart. Well, I've got a surprise for you now. As you listen to this music, I want you to envision people minding their own business in a shopping mall. And all of a sudden, folks start singing a very special song. Lord, help us to always be surprised by your amazing grace and your great love for all. Help us to share that always. Amen.